This is Elaine Barr with the American Indian Law Update. This week, the Supreme Court will hold oral arguments in Salazar versus Rama Navajo Chapter. This case concerns the federal government's failure to pay Indian tribes in full for running a federal program instead of a government agency. The tribe's dispute with the government is over the contract support costs that the tribes run up in administering social services contracts for the federal government. The constitutional question centers around Congress's spending powers and whether or not congressional spending caps are binding. The federal government will argue that spending caps are the ceilings of what can be spent by a government agency, and the tribes will argue that the Constitution does not bar the government from spending the full funds needed to pay what was promised in the contract. This particular case arises out of the tribe's recovery of their costs when the federal government signs a contract with them to run a federal program through the tribal government, instead of having a federal agency administer the program. Only 12 of the federally recognized tribes in the country oversee such programs. The predecessor case, Cherokee Nation versus Levitt, ruled in favor of tribal interests in 2005. The Cherokee case, however, did not settle the issue of the spending limit issue that this case raises. Additionally, lower federal courts have reached conflicting outcomes on the question. In this case, tribes are arguing that if the government does not have enough appropriated money to pay the tribes what was promised to them, the government can dip into the judgment fund to pay the balance due. The government contests that claim, insisting the fund is available only if there is no other congressionally approved payment, and that Congress has explicitly provided for the tribes, but with ceilings imposed on such spending. Before 1994, Congress approved lump sum funding for the entire Interior Department, and the self-determination contracts with tribes were financed out of that, but since then, Congress has imposed a cap on spending. In the years since, the Bureau has paid between 77 and 93% of the tribes' claims. The tribes argue the judgment fund is open to the claims the tribes are making, citing a specific provision in federal law. To bolster that claim, the tribes cite the court's previous decision in the Cherokee Nation ruling, recognizing the fund's availability. The federal government will try to draw a clear distinction between the Cherokee Nation precedent and this new case, along with dismissive treatment of the judgment fund as the source of the funds for the tribes' claims. However, Congress since 1994 has left no doubt that it intended to curb what the Department of Interior could spend on a very specific item, and this is difficult to argue around. If the court is sensitive to separation of powers concerns in this case, it may not want to be seen as second-guessing the lawmaker's authority in overseeing the federal treasury. This has been Elaine Barr with the American Indian Law Update.
The American Indian Law Update is sponsored by the MSU Indigenous Law Program, the MSU Native American Institute, and the College of Arts and Letters, Center for Applied Inclusive Teaching and Learning in the Arts and Humanities. Wadaw Nagada.